Okay. Coolcatteacher.podomatic.com is where our feed is. It's January 8th, Computer Fundamentals, 6th period. Copyright 2007, Westwood Schools in Victoria A. Davis. All rights reserved. Okay. It's coolcatteacher.podomatic.com. That's where we have the, where I'm going to post all y'all's stuff for y'all's class.
Who's Belinda Subramen?
I don't know. Who
she's
is
a
she?
Friend. She's a friend.
Oh, if they're legitimate people, then they ask to be friends, and so I'll say okay. But I've turned down about 15 friend requests. If they're okay, then I add them, and if not, then if I want to delete them, I'll delete them off of there. Y'all see it? Are you on the internet? Cool. Cat. Okay, one T in Matic. Okay, I hear music, somebody off, whoever has it. Okay, what we're going to do right now is I want you to look at your sheet that you filled out, at the beginning of class, called It's in Your Future. And this is just kind of a way we organize our thoughts and we review. And you are supposed to take the three most important things that you learned last week and talk about how you would apply it to your future. And so I'm going to kind of go around so I can catch you on the recorder. I want each of you to say the one thing you think jumped out at you the most. And Gracie, you don't have to.
In what?
From your list of three things that we learned last week. The one thing
out of the three things.
Yes, or it can be something else. But the thing that is your takeaway, that's your thing that you got from it the most. You want to go first, Hillary, or not? You don't? Okay, Sumner? Yeah, just speak it, say it.
The thing that got me most was that you control what happens in your life and, like, what happens to you. If you make stupid decisions in high school and don't study and go to college,
yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to go to college to be successful, but you could be more successful if you get control. Yeah. And some of you sitting in here are going to look at your report card and not be happy, and you're going to need to take control, and hopefully you'll be motivated to take control of things. Because if you don't control your life, who controls it? Other things control you. And you have to remember that you're not exempt to the natural laws of the world. You can't say, well, I'm going to smoke all I want, then I'm going to quit when I come down with lung cancer. I mean, how many people have known somebody who's done that? And then they can't quit. The laws of nature apply to you. You're not exempt. Yeah. Okay, Sarah, how about you?
Mine's probably that writing things down helps remember them, and I'll be more likely to achieve my goals if I write them down.
Absolutely. That's very important to learn. That's a good lesson to learn. Okay, Hillary?
If you don't control your life, it will control you.
That's right. If you don't control the events in your life will control you. Taylor?
If you don't do right, you'll be made to do right.
Yeah. If you don't do right, you'll be made to do right. That's kind of your Coach Ross adaptation to the...
Yes, it is.
Okay. Sarah?
Choose every response we make. It'll keep my math in check and I can control it better.
Okay, yes. It's important to remember we do control our own responses. And there's actually a formula that goes with that that I want you to write in your notes. Oops. I'm hearing it in. Response equals response plus able. Did y'all get that?
It's in the notes.
Okay. There's another one. Appropriate control equals less stress. Okay. If you have appropriate control over your life, you'll have less stress. You will be happier. Okay, Gillian, what was your thing that you pulled from it?
That most people have a hard time remembering all the different things that they have to do in the day. So if you write them all down, then you won't forget them.
Right. Very important lesson. Jamie?
Mine was that one cannot expect things to happen differently if you don't do something differently yourself.
Exactly. The definition of insanity. What's the definition of insanity?
Me.
No. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity.
So you're putting them in a hospital.
Huh?
You're putting them in a hospital.
Not necessarily you're putting them in a hospital, but that's what we all do all the time. We say, I'm going to lose weight this year, but we don't change how we eat and we don't exercise. And we are surprised that we didn't lose weight. We made the decision by what we did. We have great goals, but if we keep doing the same thing, we're not going to get different results. Okay, Joseph?
I have a question. Has someone already said you only do what you want to do?
No.
All right, then. Where they say what a person only does what they want to do. If they say, okay,
They say I'll try.
Yeah, I'll try harder and I'll, I'll try to do it. Then they're lying and they're only gonna do what they want to do.
They do, don't they? Coley?
There's some things that you can't control, so you just can't worry about them.
Exactly. The things you can't control, you should not worry about. Mitch?
So, this little Ken Blanchard, one-minute manager.
What about it?
Says people who feel good about themselves produce good results.
You think that's true?
Yeah. Wait.
If you feel good about yourself, do you think you're going to achieve more?
If you feel good for the day, if you feel good, like when you go to your work or school, you're gonna have a better day than you are if you don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, and if you feel good about yourself, what are most good athletes? Do they have a healthy self-image?
Yeah.
Typically, and some actually have a little over important self-image, but typically, okay. Did everybody go? Everybody went. Okay, third formula. Urgent does not equal important. Urgent is not equal important. Okay? What does that mean?
That means that just because it's urgent does not mean that it's
important. Right.
Because urgent means it has to be done soon.
Yes. Now let's talk about how we figure out what is important to us. And we're gonna look at our values and figure out what is important to you, because the importance to all of us, we all have a different level of importance in our lives. Right? Music is important to Sarah. It may not be important to other people in this room, right? Does anybody have a hobby that is important to them?
Cars,
right. So cars are important to you, and learning about cars and things are important to you, but it may not be important to anybody else. Now, here's the story I always tell, and people always say, well, why do you have this over here that says glass balls, and what is it? What am I talking about, right? But what I'm talking about is... it's a story that I heard from the first black woman architect in the state of Georgia. Her name is Ivinu Love Stanley. And her husband designed the Olympic Auditorium. Nautatorium. Don't do whatever you do. The Olympic Nautatorium. Do you know what a nautatorium is? N-A-D-A. What's nadar in Spanish? Use your roots. It's a swim. Okay, so it's the swimming coliseum for the Olympics. And she's a really, really neat person. And she told this story to a lot of the women from Georgia Tech. We had a group of women that got together. And she said that in your life you were juggling. What are some of the things that you were juggling?
Work, home.
Yeah. Work, home, grades. What else are you juggling?
Sports.
Listen, sports. Hobbies, activities, commitments, right? You have all these things. How about seeing Grandma and Grandpa?
Not really.
If yours are alive.
Well, not really.
Or spending time with your parents, or spending time with your friends, or spending time with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You have all these things that you are juggling, right? Okay. Well, when things get tough and you get stress in your life, what? You have to remember that.
That's when the going gets tough.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Going is tough. You know it.
You have to remember that when you're juggling and you have stress in your life, sometimes you have to drop something, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get sick and you have to drop things, right?
What do you mean I get sick?
get sick, and you get the flu, you get mono, you get whatever.
So what are you going to drop if you get the flu? You're going to get over the flu.
So, but let's talk, I'm trying to get you there. So you're sitting here juggling. There's some things in your life. Please stop. I'm having trouble telling the story. It's distracting me. There's some things in your life that you can drop, and they are made of rubber, and they will bounce. Grades. Yes. If they're rubber balls, they will bounce. Your grades. Your work. Some relationships, like some friendships and things. Some. There are things in your life that you can drop, and they will bounce, and they will come back. But you have to know that in your life, there are some things that if you drop them, they will break, and you can never fix them again, ever. In a marriage, that can happen. Your own mental health, your own physical health. You can ignore your physical health for so long that you cannot get healthy again, right? And there's nothing you can do about it. You can get so unhealthy and eat so unhealthy and not exercise for so long that it can break and you cannot get it back. And so her advice was, remember the things in your life that are glass and never drop them. And when the stress comes, to drop those things that'll bounce. And some people will say, oh, work. Work won't bounce. Work, you have to just, it will. When my husband's father was dying of Parkinson's disease in October, that's where you shake, and it's degenerative cognitive disease that's in your brain. So as he was dying of that, October, November, he went every weekend to Atlanta, every weekend, because you have to live life with no regrets, because that relationship with his father was so important to him that he left early from work for 5 or 6 straight weeks so he could go to Atlanta. And
teachers and students, can I have your attention, please? Report cards are not quite ready. We've had some technical problems with the computer, so they will be ready tomorrow. They will go out tomorrow. So just to let you know, report cards will go out tomorrow instead of today.
Okay. So he had to drop, he still took care of business and he didn't ignore his work. But he had to do a little less than he would have done, right? But he just got a wonderful promotion and went from having 6 people in his department, and today he started with a new, he's a department manager now and has 100-something people in his department. So the point is that work will bounce. School will bounce. He works at Timken down in Cairo. It's Timken. They manufacture ball bearings to go in cars and mercury outboard motors and all kinds of stuff. Ball bearings that go in those. So that's what he does. But he's an engineer and he's moved on to the management side. He's real excited about it. But the point is that when times get tough, you have to choose what is most important. And the secret to living a successful life is dropping the right things. Okay, so those are the things that are not urgent but are important. Okay, so what are some of the examples I named? Some things that are not urgent but are important. Examples are? School is important and not urgent, but it's not what I would call something that's glass. It's not something you're juggling that's glass, I don't think. If you ignore it long enough, then you can break it beyond repair and you can screw up your GPA beyond repair. But I'm talking about when you go through stressful things in your life.
Family ties and stuff like that.
Your family. Your relationships.
You need to be writing those on the balls.
Yeah. Family. Your help. We always get comments
so
like that.
I,
this my story. I can't change my story just because y'all are teenagers and think like that. Whatever. Family, relationships, health, okay? Your mental health.
Yeah, like smoking pot.
Your mental health. Well, it's even like this. We all have our different struggles. Procrastinators have to struggle with the results of their procrastination because they spend too much time procrastinating, but anything in excess can be dangerous. You can get drunk off of water, right? What? You can drink too much water. You can drink too much water and get, what's it, hypoxia? It's water poisoning. It's poisoning from water. You can literally drink too much water. No, everything is not bad for you. What is bad for you is anything in excess.
What if you drink an entire gallon of milk?
It takes like 3 or 4 gallons of water to get you sick. I mean, to get you to where you have the... I don't know. I don't know. You will probably have a lot of sugar going through your system. Okay, so let's come back to my point. My point is, I know we're last period, but let's get with it. My point is, when you're a type A perfectionist, we tend to overwork and never give ourselves a moment to think. And if you are a type A perfectionist, to keep your physical health, this is something I have struggled with all my life. I was sick as a dog this weekend because I way overdid it last week. I was up till like midnight and 1, and I wanted to work out again, and so I was getting up at 5, and I just went over. Because I'm a perfectionist. I had all these things I wanted to do perfectly. I had to do this. I had to do that. I had to get them all done. And so if you're a perfectionist, you have a different problem from a procrastinator. Procrastinators have too much laziness and they don't want to do anything. They have to have the discipline to make themselves do something. Type A people who are too intense, and it could be you're so type A about sports that you never give your body a break. You know, one of the secrets to lifting weights is taking time off, because that's when, what does it do when you take time off and you sleep?
When you lift weights, you tear your muscle, but when you take time off, your muscle rebuilds, it gets bigger.
Perfect example.
It always rebuilds.
Perfect example.
Depending on how much.
And I'll tell you this, do you know how you can solve a problem? Like if you're trying to figure something out and you can't figure out the solution, do you know the easiest way to do it?
Walk away from it and come back.
Walk away from it and do something else. And you get that eureka moment, and it comes to you. They've actually proven that. That's actually true.
Yeah, but
that you can walk away from
it.
We're talking about an idea or something you're trying to think of, not like trying to get a date, okay? Well, there is some psychology to that, to walking away with that. Okay, y'all, so the point is here that you have certain things, and I want you right beside where it says glass, I want you to write a note of the things in your life that are so fragile that you have got to consider, and you don't have your notes. Where are your notes? Okay, the things in your life that are fragile. And you know what? I would even put your spiritual well-being is important. You only get one chance at this life. These are the things that I consider glass that I have to constantly reshuffle my life for. Okay, your family. Your parents aren't going to be there forever. You want to live life with no regrets and treat those people with care, not hurt the relationship with them. Not say things you're going to regret for the rest of your life, you know. I know of kids who've yelled at their parents, "I hate you," slammed the door and ran out. That's the last thing they ever said to their parents. I've known people that have had that happen.
The next day, the parents died.
Well, like something happened to their parents. Yeah.
That would really suck. How would you live with yourself?
It would. How would you live with yourself? That's a good question. So you know what? I said as a goal that every time I talk to my parents, the very last thing I will always tell them is, "I love you." And sometimes I forget, and I'll call them back, and I'll say, "Mom, I forgot to tell you I love you." Because if something ever happened to them, something one day will happen to them, and there will be a last time. Something may happen to me, or something may happen to them. That I will have no regrets with those things that I consider the most fragile. And you want to live your life with no regrets. Trust me, that's why my husband, when I cleared our family schedule, and he went up to Atlanta once he knew that his father... that it was about time, he went up every weekend and he spent time with his daddy. And he can have no regrets. He can have peace in his heart that he did that, because he took care of that fragile relationship. Because, you know, do y'all know of people that didn't take care of the fragile relationship and something happened and now they can't hardly live with themselves? Okay, we're going to pick up here tomorrow. We're going to talk about the four quadrants of living.